Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So now about two-thirds of Georgia is under a tornado watch. Everything but North Georgia under a tornado watch. Florida, Panhandle, certainly under tornado watch right now as tornadoes are considered likely as a result of Hurricane Michael coming ashore in the past couple of hours, still with 150-mile-per-hour winds. And wouldn't be surprising if we get some tornado watches or possible warnings for South Carolina as well, so we'll keep an eye on that for you as the afternoon progresses and as we go into tomorrow. You might want to think about what you have planned for tomorrow because it's going to be a soaker at least across the upstate of South Carolina as the storm gets closer to us, Hurricane Michael. 844-477-3776. Let's get to three questions at 3 o'clock in the huddle. All right, it's all football today, Lonzo. Question number one.
Thought we were going to grab someone out of the hallway. I was waiting to see who you were going to grab.
Took a look at who was in the hallway and decided against it.
Yeah, that's not surprising. Do you expect Jameis Winston to have a good game against the Falcons this week?
I'm going to go with yes. I don't feel super confident in that. Falcons defense has been so bad. So bad. They've had injuries, you know. So give them, you know, a break with that. But I think Jameis is kind of pent up and ready to go. He might be a little excitable early in the game. But I think Jameis Winston is ready to come back and show himself at Tampa Bay. And I think he will you'll have an above-average Jameis Winston type of game against this banged-up and not-real-good Atlanta Falcons defense this weekend. What do you think?
Yeah, I think he will, too. As you said, it's going to help that he's playing at Atlanta, who's, man, they're just not good, which is very, very surprising this year. And I think it helps that he's playing a team that he plays twice a year. If it was another team coming in, maybe he'd be a little more nervous. But, yeah, I think he's going to come in and he's going to have a good game. It's hard, very hard, to not have a good game against the Falcons.
Yeah, he's lucky that that's the matchup that he gets coming back. I mean, that's pretty much ideal. They have been so awful so far this year. So, yeah, I'm looking for 300 yards at least for Jameis against the Falcons. All right, number two.
All right, what are the keys to the Gamecocks' chances to beat Texas A&M on Saturday? Well, there are a couple. One, tackle.
Always good.
Tackle correctly. Don't just hit the guy and bounce off. Form tackle. Use your arms. Use everything you need to use to make a tackle. And also, I think, getting the running game going. I don't think it's going to matter who the quarterback is. This is going to be a struggle no matter which guy starts. Because Texas A&M is pretty good. Also, the third thing and the most important thing is pray for rain.
That's the long-term plan for the game.
It worked out really good last week. Mm-hmm. You know, the rain helped them out a good deal. So, you know.
Yeah, go for the rain. Hey, I don't think that's going to happen.
Whatever works.
Do you think if Michael Scarnecchia got the start on Saturday, would Jake Mentley transfer?
That's funny.
That's what happened at Clemson, right?
No, I don't think that would happen. I really don't.
No, they're handling it well. Nobody's
and Scarnecchia is what, a fifth-year senior or something
like
that?
Yeah, this is Scarnecchia's last year. But, I mean, neither one of them is complaining. They're both supporting each other. They're good buddies. Everything is cool between the two quarterbacks. No matter who starts on Saturday, and it's supposed to be Jake Mentley as long as he's healthy enough to go. I agree that they've got to get their running game going, and they have to stop the Texas A&M running game. And Texas A&M has a good running game. So if they can't do that, and they haven't done it against the better running backs that they've faced so far, then it's going to be a long afternoon. So they have to stop the run. And they have to finally get their running game going a little bit with Rico Dowdle, you know, Tyson, whoever else they throw out there, get them going a little bit. They have a less than mobile quarterback in Jake Bentley. So they got to protect him, or that could be ugly. So the offensive line is certainly a key for the Gamecocks. And, you know, he needs to not try to do too much. I don't know what his mental attitude is going to be, not having played last week after starting all those games since halfway through his freshman season. But I think Jake Bentley, as a coach's son, can handle that and will come out and, you know, keep his head on straight. But, you know, he can be a gunslinger. He has a little Brett Favre in him sometimes. And I don't think this is the game for that, especially not being mobile. So he's going to be stuck in the pocket a little bit, needs to be careful, protect the ball, and not turn it over. Gamecocks cannot turn the ball over and win this game against Texas A&M. And then, you know, just to add one more little challenge into the mix, what are they going to do with Kellen Mond? Kellen Mond has become a really good quarterback. We saw that. I think the breakout was against Clemson. He's continued to play very well this year. Can South Carolina handle him? I've been worried about quarterbacks the last couple of weeks. Kellen Mond may be the best of the lot. You know, I thought that they did a pretty good job last week against Missouri. And they did a really good job against Vanderbilt and an experienced quarterback there. Can they keep that up against Kellen Mond this week? That's a key for the Gamecocks. All right, question three.
How much of the Appalachian State-Arkansas State game did you watch last night?
What is it with Tuesday night football? I still haven't gotten the explanation of why we have to have Tuesday night football, college football, and yet we did last night. It wasn't a very good game. 35-9, Appalachian State won it. They were up. Yeah, I mean, it was 21-9 at halftime, then they shut out Arkansas State in the second half. Was it on? I don't know because I did not try to find it. I guess it was on TV somewhere.
So you did not search it out?
I did not.
The reason why I know it's on because I knew it was on is because Sturgis friend Diesel, he always calls him his friend. So I guess it's like, you know, his pet nickname or something for him. Sturgis friend Diesel was tweeting about it. So I'm sure he's like one of the only people in the entire country that watched the game on TV.
Well, Appalachian State's a good school for their size. They're 4-1. They're 2-0 in their conference. They're playing well. They're very good.
No,
they just extended their coach.
It's Tuesday night, though.
But it's Tuesday night football. I can't get into that. I mean, can there be one night when we don't have football? Football on Tuesday night just feels weird to me. We've already had Wednesday games. Now we have some Tuesday. We had a Tuesday game. That's just odd to me. It was a good performance by Appalachian State. They did it with the running game last night. Evans with 115 yards. They rushed for 246 yards. They kind of won it going away. And Arkansas State was not able to hang in there. But I watched Donovan. What did you watch last night?
Well, the Flash returned last night. I told you yesterday what I was watching. So I watched that. You know, I have many interests and on many different levels. Mm-hmm. And many different radio shows, and you know, you do show prep for some on some night and some for others on another night. So I was show prepping by watching Flash last night.
And how was the Flash?
The season premiere was awesome. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome. I didn't watch the Flash either. I watched some Netflix. I watched one episode. I'm trying to catch up on Last Chance U. I watched one episode of that.
So even watching Netflix, you went sports.
I went football. For part of my evening.
There you go.
And then I watched this Jack Ryan thing on Prime TV.
Is that any good?
That's the one with Krasinski from The Office. It's all right. It's not bad. I'm only two episodes in, so I'm not judging it.
How do you compare that to the movies, though?
I mean, it's similar. It's very similar. I think it's well done. And I like him. I was in a movie with him one time, you know.
Were you really?
Yeah, he was in Leatherheads.
Oh, okay.
We're buds.
There you go.
We're tight. He and George Clooney and Renee Zellweger and I, we hang out.
All right, one last movie question before we move on. Who's the best Jack Ryan?
I don't know. Tell me who they all are.
See, I'm asking you all these questions, and I think I've seen one of them. So, I mean,
yeah,
you know.
I don't know. I think Krasinski did a good job. He's done a good job in this so far from what I've seen. And it's well done. It's well done. And I like Tom Clancy. So I'm all good with it. That's what I watched last night. No Tuesday night football for me. You have come up with our picks. You sent these to Richmond?
I did, and he's already responded and said that if you like, depending on when the segment is, that he might be available to come on. But, you know.
Nah, he's dead to
he's
me.
He's on the bench. I mean, you know. I'm not even sure I'm going to count his picks accurately. Although, you know, I really don't need to worry about it, do I?
He's not very good. No. I don't know. You guys are close to tied, aren't you? Are you ahead of him?
No, I'm still ahead of him.
Okay.
Come on.
All right. So these are not bad games. We'll do the picks tomorrow. I love the Georgia-LSU game because it's in Baton Rouge. That's going to be fun. That's going to be fun because the atmosphere will be outstanding and Ed Orgeron and all that. So that's kind of a tough game because of where it is. If it was in Athens, I would certainly be picking Georgia. I have to think about that one. Washington-Oregon's not a bad game. Penn State and Michigan State are sort of also afterthoughts in the Big Ten now, right? Anybody care about either one of those teams?
Know. Penn State still has a shot at it.
They have a shot.
If, you know, Ohio State were to lose.
Yeah.
Texas
A&M, South Carolina, that's a two-point line. So that one we'll be picking. Have to give that one some thought. We know who the starting quarterback is supposed to be at this point. I told you this Miami-Virginia game is sneaky good because that Virginia and, you know, Virginia blew out Louisville at home. I know Louisville's not Miami this year, but this could be a little bit of a trap game for Mark Richt in Miami. I like the Wisconsin-Michigan game a lot. That's at Michigan, right? I like that game. That might be a difficult one. Tennessee-Auburn, eh. I mean, Auburn's already lost a couple of games, but no. Duke-Georgia Tech, it could be a weather situation in Atlanta a little bit for that one. Texas Tech-TCU, probably be some points scored in that one, and then the big Florida-Vanderbilt matchup to top it off. Those are our 10 games we'll be picking. We'll do that tomorrow. We will let Richmond come on if he wants to and give his opinion on that as well. We'll get to our huddle picks tomorrow. You can see our picks on the website, ESPNUpstate.com, every week. By the way, this is week 7 of the college football season, and we'll do that tomorrow afternoon. All right, if you want to get in with us, phone lines are open at 844-477-3776. The Health Dare text line is 71307. We'll come back. We're going to talk to Jet Turner, head coach at Woodmont High School, as the Wildcats won 3 in a row now after losing their first 4. That'll be part of our first team sports Greenville County High School football report. Also still to come, your chance to win 4 tickets to the Swamp Rabbits home opener on Friday night at the Well. All ahead, stay with us in the huddle on ESPN Upstate. Welcome back to the Huddle, ESPN Upstate, Wednesday edition. Greg McKinney and Lonzo, we're here until 4 o'clock this afternoon. We will get to our interview with the head coach at Woodmont High School, Jet Turner, coming up in just a few minutes. 844-477-3776 if you would like to get with us here in the Huddle on ESPN Upstate. On the phone next is Ted. Ted, welcome in. What's up today?
How you doing, G-Mac and Lonzo? How y'all?
Doing well, man. Thanks for checking in.
I was trying to type a note out here to you, but I said, hey, there's the phone number. Call them. Okay. Here's the thing. I think Scar needs to start without any ifs, ands, or buts. He's the best passer we've had since Dillon. Compare the two on tape. And he's so close to same body type. Actually, in the pocket or out, he's got the best footwork. But one of the keys is that he can get the ball to the receivers where they need to get it. And he doesn't have to do it fast. His speed on his balls, he puts it right there. I'm sorry, but... Okay, they've got 2 years of tape on Bentley. And the only difference between him this year and last year is he's now hurt. They know what Bentley's going to do. Mm. I don't think they can. One game is going to get them, is going to allow them to have enough information on him to stop him. I think Scar... Skarnecki can do, he can keep the offense moving consistently. It'll get us down the field, get the defense rest that they need. We've got one shot to beat this club. You start Bentley will be down 14 points in the at the end of the first quarter.
Mm.
That's just my opinion.
Well, you're not the only one who feels that way, Ted. I mean, I've heard that from a lot of people, but obviously Will Muschamp doesn't feel that way.
Well, he's stubborn enough that he'll probably leave him in there until we're 21 down. But I love him, but I just want to – I think our only chance – and it's not a big one, but I do think we have a chance with Skarnecia. I remember the tape I got on him when he was a recruiting tape. He's natural in the pocket. He can make moves just a sidestep, boom.
Well, so what's happened to Skarnecia in practice that has kept him from starting more games?
I don't know. Maybe. Bentley's dad? I don't know.
You're not the person to say that either. But
I have no clue. I really don't have any idea why. I mean, you know, it's always the next big best thing coming up.
Mm.
And of course, he had the shoulder injury.
Right.
You still there?
I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry. But, you know, I feel like him being able having to sit out for a year because of the injury, I think it even made him better.
Mm.
I was totally happy when I saw what he did. I mean, have you seen anybody in the last couple of years that can throw like this and just be a general down the field?
Yeah, he was very impressive under the circumstances, certainly last week. I'll give him that. But, you know, obviously not just Muschamp, but the offensive coaches feel like they get the better chance with Bentley if he can go, and that's their plan at this point. But, they won't be so reluctant to put Skarnecia in there anymore after what he did last week. There's at least that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe, you know, I want Jake to do well. Don't get me wrong. It's just I don't see his zip on the ball, and it just seems to get flustered in the pocket. And of course, you don't know how much he's been hurt all year. I don't know.
Right.
If he tweaked it earlier, you know, before the bad one or what. But it's just – anyway, I'm just hoping we can do it.
Thank you, Ted.
Pull it out, and I appreciate the time, guys.
Appreciate it. Thank you for listening, man. Call back anytime. South Carolina's never beaten Texas A&M. They've only played four times. They were the last 4 years. Man, I remember well that 2014 game. Remember where expectations were for South Carolina in 2014 going into that season opener in Columbia against Texas A&M? And it was kind of the key game in the turnaround where things kind of went south on the Gamecocks. They were coming off some outstanding years, the 11-win seasons, 3 years in a row, and just got blown out. Gave up 52 points at home. Lost 52-28 in that late August game in 2014. Back in 2015, close game on the road, but lost 35-28. In 2016, back at home, 24-13 loss. And then last year, it was 24-17 Texas A&M. Back in Texas on the road there. Far as Will Muschamp is concerned, he's 1-2 against Texas A&M. Won that 20-17 game in College Station in 2012 when he was with Florida, but has not won in his two tries with the South Carolina Gamecocks. Last year, South Carolina was up in the game 17-7 in the third quarter. It was 17-10 going into the fourth quarter, but Keith Ford ran for two scores for the Aggies, and they won it in College Station 24-17. Bentley last year against Texas A&M, 256 yards and two touchdowns. Big problem last year was sacks. Jake Bentley was sacked seven times by Texas A&M. Can't have that happen coming up on Saturday. And the fourth quarter was all A&M. Aggies outgained the Gamecocks in the fourth quarter last year, 151-7. That was the yardage differential in last year's game. All right, we'll get back to your calls in a moment at 844-477-3776. Time for our First Team Sports Greenville County High School football update, brought to you by First Team Sports. They have their 2019 baseball and softball bats and the best selection in the upstate. You can also get Letterman jackets there. Everything you need, sports-wise, sports equipment-wise, they have it for you at First Team Sports. Buy local, play local at First Team Sports. On the line with us is Coach Jet Turner. He's at Woodmont High School. Hey, Coach, how you doing today?
Doing well. How are you?
Thanks for coming on. We appreciate that, Coach. Man, you have a nice little run the last 3 weeks after losing four straight. Been more successful with these three straight wins. I know schedule has something to do with it, Coach, but are you happy about the way your team has been playing lately?
Yeah, I think we've made great improvement, and we were close early. We played some good football teams and, played them right down to the wire and just didn't go our way, and our kids, needed to have that game where they found out how to win, and they've done that. And so, we're first time in school history we beat Lawrence, so we're excited.
Yeah, it might have started actually four games ago, even though you didn't win against Greenwood. You held them to 9 points, so that was a big defensive effort for your team.
Yeah, I think, we had several opportunities, some big plays that we didn't hit, and defense played real well, and as they have all year. And yeah, you're right. That was kind of when our kids kind of said, wait a minute, we can compete. And so they've done a good job buying in and competing and working hard. So I'm just proud of them, and they're a fun group to coach.
You've scored over 30 points the last 3 weeks. What started clicking for your offense? Are a couple of guys you can point out that have kind of come around?
I think we've got a sophomore running back, Josh Komodo, who's really kind of understanding how to run this thing and how to find his holes. And so he's really, really helped us. Our quarterback, Clay Bartunek, has made some huge plays for us with his arm and with his legs. So those two have kind of spark plugged us. And then up front, our guys have really just, they've improved every week, and now they kind of take pride in what they're doing. And so it's been an overall, the whole side of the ball has gotten better.
Coach, are you running pretty much identical offense to what you ran before at Broome and what Clover before that? Is it a little bit different at Woodmont?
No, it's pretty much the same thing with a wrinkle or two, but it would look very similar to what we've done in the past. So, yes, sir.
Yeah, so it takes a little while to teach high school kids how to run that, doesn't it?
It does, and it's a learning curve, and to our kids' credit, they've done a good job with it. And once you once you understand the overall concept, then you're able to do some other little things to help you kind of throw the defense off the scent a little bit. But it does, but our guys have picked up on it and are doing well.
All right, so this is a big game against Westside, Coach. You guys are back in the playoff picture, right?
Yes, sir. We're 3-1 in the region, so it is a big game for both of us. So they're extremely talented, we got our hands full, but it's a big game for both sides.
What do you know about Westside? Have you had a chance to take a look at what they do, and what do you have to stop on Friday night?
Well, they're explosive offensively. They've got some guys that can go, and several receivers that can get behind you and hurt your feelings quick. Quarterback can lay it out there, and they're good up front. They've been scoring a bunch of points, and they're doing a great job over there. And then defensively, they're probably one of the best nose guards we've seen in a while. They run a slanting 3-4 defense, and they try to disrupt, and they get after you. They run to the football, so they're strong in all three phases. So it's a challenge, but one we're looking forward to.
Yeah, no question. How about injury-wise, Coach? Anything of note this week going into this game?
We've got a couple guys that are sick, but we hope we'll have them back by Friday. But we got a little bug going through the school, and so we got a couple like that. But knock on wood, we'll have them healthy for Friday.
All right, and this is a home game for you, so you're looking for a big Woodmont crowd out there, right?
Yes, sir. We've got a great student section, and they've been behind. They were behind us when we were 0-4, and fully expect them to be out there loud and hollering. It'll be a great atmosphere.
All right, Coach. Appreciate you coming on. Good luck against Westside Friday night. We'll talk to you again soon. Thank you.
Super. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Jet Turner, coach of Woodmont. 3 games in a row they have won after dropping their first 4. Big one in the region coming up on Friday night at home against Westside. So looking forward to seeing how that one turns out. All right, break time. We'll be back with more. If you want to get in, phone lines are open at 844-477-3776. Our Greenville County High School football report presented there by First Team Sports. Back in a moment in the huddle on ESPN Upstate. Welcome back. 844-477-3776 is our phone number. Health Air text line 71307. And on Twitter at ESPN Upstate here in the huddle. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Billy up next. Welcome in, Billy. What's up?
Hey, Greg. Listen, I just wanted to get in on the conversation about Scarnecchia versus Bentley. That, you know, first of all, I'm not pulling against any one of these young men, you know, as far as life goes, or even on the football field, obviously, being a South Carolina fan. I want both of them to succeed. To me, there's just one key difference that I notice. You know, I've noticed it for the last 10 or 12 games with Bentley in big games, and I noticed it with Scarnecchia that he wasn't doing it, and that's footwork. Mm-hmm. Bentley, you know, when he's in big games, if it's inferior competition, he sets his feet and throws a good ball. Bentley doesn't have a gun for an arm or a cannon or whatever. He's, you know, I'd say on a scale of 1 to 10, he's a 4 at best. He's got sort of a weak arm. But he can still get the ball out of there as long as he's got his feet set and get it into tight windows. But the problem is, against big competition, he never sets his feet. Even when there's, you know, in that Georgia game, me and you talked about this afterwards, I thought he had pretty good time. Even though they weren't able to run the ball, the offensive line did a pretty good job blocking as far as pass blocking goes. But he was always anticipating pressure. He had no pocket presence whatsoever. And if you've got a weak arm, you can't continue just to throw into tight windows, because those tight windows are not going to be open long. And to me, the big difference with Scarnecchia was, and that's just a one-game sample, who knows if it would continue or not, but he had his feet set when he was throwing the ball.
Yeah.
And they didn't let him throw it on first down. And, you know, obviously they don't handicap Bentley like that. Maybe there's a reason why. I don't know. It's only a one-game sample, but I was pleasantly surprised. I thought he was going to play well going into that game, being Scarnecchia. And he did, and I do think he deserves some playing time, especially if Bentley comes out there and is doing what he normally does against pretty good competition, which is, you know, shuffling his feet around and not getting set.
Yeah, and look, if Bentley's not 100%, that makes it all the more important to get Scarnecchia out on the field and see what he can do. So I'm kind of with you on that. I'm not surprised they're starting Bentley, Billy. You know, there's a reason that Bentley won the job in practice the last couple of years. So I'm not surprised at it, but I do think that if he's not mobile enough, that they will put Scarnecchia in some on Saturday. And if he gets in there and does what he did last week, he might stay in a while. I'd be okay with that.
Well, you know, the thing about him not being mobile, maybe that'd be, you're talking about Bentley.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be a good thing with a knee brace on him, because he can't shuffle those feet the way he does, because he throws a very accurate ball with a little velocity on it, as long as he's not shuffling those feet. The problem is, in big games where he's anticipating pressure, he rarely ever sets his feet, which is not good when you don't have a strong arm, and that's been his bugaboo.
Well,
anyway, listen, Greg, I appreciate it, buddy. I'll hang up and listen.
Appreciate that. Thank you very much. Yeah, the other problem is that Bentley was sacked 7 times last year against Texas A&M. So if he's not mobile, I don't think you're going to win if he gets sacked 7 times. So I would make the change if he's not mobile enough to stay away from the pressure. Now, maybe the offensive line's better this year. I think that's probably a fair way to look at it. But anyway, we'll see. The plan is to start Bentley if he's good to go health-wise coming up on Saturday. Starting to see more video come in from the storm, Hurricane Michael, in the Panhandle. We saw one building. Was that Panama City that just got demolished, and we have video of that?
Yeah, there was a couple, actually.
Were there?
But, yeah, you saw one, and I saw a 3 so far.
Yeah. Well, they're calling it an unprecedented event for the Panhandle of Florida, so it's bad. It was a Category 4, but just barely not a 5 when it came ashore a little while ago. And now the winds are still 150 miles an hour, so it's still a strong Category 4. It's 30 miles east-northeast of Panama City right now, and it's moving at 15 miles an hour to the north-northeast and wreaking havoc. We have tornadoes in the area as well, so that's certainly a big concern. And, of course, the storm surge and the flooding and all that stuff, so a very serious situation there. Thoughts and prayers go out to the folks on the Gulf Coast right now dealing with Hurricane Michael. All right, we have 4 tickets to give away. As we go into the break, we'll do this. If you want to win 4 tickets to see the Greenville Swamp Rabbits coming up on their home opener against Toledo on Friday night, just jump on the phone and give us a call right now. We'll set you up. 844-477-3776. This is a 7 o'clock Friday night event at Bond Secure Wellness Arena in Greenville. It's going to be a big crowd there. It's going to be pretty exciting as they open up the home season. Greenville Swamp Rabbits Hockey. If you'd like four tickets, call us now at 844-477-3776. We will take a break and come back with more In the Huddle next on ESPN Upstate. So Halloween season is upon us, and we're 3 weeks away now from Halloween. And Mad World Haunted Attractions is open to you right now. Check out all the information and see the dates they're open. They're not open every night, but you can find the dates on the website at madworldattractions.com. They'll be open on select dates through November 3rd, so on past Halloween. They have some brand new rooms this year. So if you went last year, don't worry. Some new designs, new rooms, new creatures to haunt your every dream at Mad World Haunted Attractions, right off of I-85, exit 35, Country Manor Road in the Piedmont area. They also have one of the most technical and immersive sets in the United States. It's voted one of America's scariest haunted attractions and the number one haunt in South Carolina. As we get closer to Halloween, the crowds will go up. So if you want to beat the crowds, now's a great time to go. This weekend will be a great time to get on over to Mad World. Just go online and get your tickets, and you'll be ready to go. If you're worried about small kids, ask about the No Scare Medallions. Those are for kids who don't want to be scared. The monsters are afraid of the kids when they're wearing the No Scare Medallions. So that's great option for families with small kids. It's Mad World. It's open now on select dates. Find out more and get your tickets online at madworldattractions.com. Welcome back to The Huddle. Final segment here. If you want to get in, last call for phone calls today at 844-477-3776. Text line always open from Health Dare at 713-07. Lonzo, who's our Swamp Rabbits hockey ticket winner this day?
Congratulations to Gerald Griffith of Pickens, getting to go to the game Friday night, opening night.
Yeah, they expect a big crowd out there. That's going to be fun for the Swamp Rabbits. And, of course, we are pleased to be partnering with the Swamp Rabbits this year. We're broadcasting 12 of their games, starting with Friday night's home opener. And we have our Rabbits Report, 9 o'clock on Saturday mornings here on ESPN Upstate. So you want to keep up with what's going on with the Greenville Swamp Rabbits hockey team, keep it here on ESPN Upstate. This weekend, the Carolina Panthers play at Washington against the Redskins. And I'll tell you one thing that is in favor of the Carolina Panthers, and that's what Cam Newton has done in his career against the Redskins. Cam Newton, I don't know if he's had more success against any other team than he has against Washington. He is 4-0, 9 touchdowns passing, 0 interceptions, 2 rushing touchdowns, a passer rating of 115.4.
That ain't bad.
If he could do that against every team, Cam Newton would be MVP all the time, right? So let's hope that Cam Newton can come out and have a big game against the Redskins. I like their chances. It's on the road, you know. That's always a little tougher, but in the NFL, not so much.
Another big deal is Thomas Davis coming back.
Yeah.
I mean, this is his first game back. I feel sorry for, well, not really, but the guys on the offensive side for Washington, they're in for a full dose of Thomas Davis.
I think he's got a pent-up frustration there to unleash on somebody?
He already goes, 50 miles an hour, 100 miles an hour. Just think about it. He hasn't played the first 4 games.
Yeah. Yeah, I expect that he'll, and that helps them. It gives them some depth at linebacker. Not that, I think Shaq Thompson has stepped up and done a nice job, and you got Kuechly, but having Thomas Davis back out there, I think, is going to be a big deal for
you. Know, one concern about that, though, is for Kuechly, because he and Thomas Davis compete so much.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas Davis plays to a certain level. Kuechly's going to try to ramp it up. Hopefully, he doesn't knock himself out.
Yeah, he doesn't need another concussion for sure. So anyway, the Panthers, you can hear all their games on Classic Rock 101.1, including this Sunday's 1 o'clock start in Washington. I was looking at their injury report today. They say Greg Olsen is still participating in practice, but in a limited way. So with that foot injury, still hoping to get him back. The practice report today says that Julius Peppers did not practice. Basically, they give him a lot of rest. That's kind of been the key for the Panthers. Linebacker Andre Smith still has the hamstring. He's not practicing. Kaywon Short has the ankle. He didn't practice. Ryan Khalil was full participation. That's good news. Has a little bit of a neck injury, the center, but he's practicing. And they say Cameron Artis Payne and Marquise Haynes did not practice, but it was not injury related. So whatever their reasons, they did not practice for the Panthers. Looking forward to seeing what they can do. Look, Curtis Samuel started to come around.
Yeah, the thing, I was wondering if you saw that Cam is calling him Cupid.
Why?
Because of his heart condition. And, that's just kind of mean, but it's what you would expect from Cam Newton. It's also pretty funny.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, it's good. I mean, after that, just think about that, having to have a heart procedure and then be back on the field and perform the way he did last week. Hopefully that continues.
Yeah, hopefully that will be a kind of a impetus for him to have some big games going forward. I also saw today where Ron Rivera and Cam Newton were wearing Graham Gano T-shirts. Rivera says that that Cam stole the idea from him. I don't know if that's true or not. But, look, Gano is a folk hero after that field goal last week.
As a collector of T-shirts, I'm kind of have an addiction right now. I can't go anywhere without buying a T-shirt. I think I could rock a Gano T-shirt.
What, did you see it up close? I didn't get a good look at it. Is it?
I think it just says Gano all the way across it.
All right.
It's like a hashtag, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, after the field goal he hit last week, you certainly understand, hey, look, you got a kicker that they'll probably let him try from just about anywhere now that he hit that one under such pressure last week.
Would you wear the brimless hat that Cam's been wearing, though?
I'm not sure I saw that. What does it look like? Bad.
It's like a ball cap with no brim on it. I just listen. Cam's choices of what he wears, he's pretty much the only person who can pull things off like that. So
yeah, there's a lot of things Cam wears that I'm not getting anywhere near. So I'm going to go with no on that without having really taken a good look at it. James Conner, of course, has been playing running back for the Pittsburgh Steelers because Le'Veon Bell's been out. And Ben Roethlisberger is stepping up and saying, hey, he should play anyway, whether Le'Veon is there or not. Le'Veon Bell still hasn't signed his $14.5 million franchise tag, preserving his health for a long-term contract. The reports are that he plans to return around week 8 when they play the Cleveland Browns. But Connor has been producing as the starting running back. 342 yards rushing, 5 touchdowns on 84 carries. Also a pretty good receiver. He has 22 catches for 239 yards. And Roethlisberger, speaking to the media at his locker today, said, I think James has done some amazing things. He deserves to be on the field. We also know what Le'Veon is, what he brings to the table. I guess we'll cross that bridge if and when it happens. Is that a little message to Le'Veon Bell?
You know what I like is you hear all this stuff about, well, players understand holdouts and stuff, and they're okay with it. They understand the business side. I've never believed that. And the Steelers players are starting to come out and pretty much let you know that that's all a lie.
Yeah.
I mean, they want you there. If you're not there, screw you, pretty much.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that they're a little irritated with Le'Veon Bell. But they're also pleased with what Connor has done. And one of the things it says Roethlisberger is not just the stat line for Connor, but what he does as a pass blocker, picking up blitzes, catching the ball out of the backfield. He said, I don't want to jinx anything, but he's catching almost everything I'm throwing to him. And he's in the right spot. He's where he's supposed to be very quickly. So pretty high praise there, I think, from Roethlisberger. And when Roethlisberger likes you, you have a better chance of getting more playing time. So I'm glad to see James Connor. He's a good story. I'm glad to see him performing well as he's been forced into that starting role for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.